Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Governor Gavin Newsom made a major climate change policy announcement yesterday. KLW's Marissa Ortega-Welch reports.
He declared that the state will halt sales of new gasoline-powered cars and trucks by 2035. He's ordered state regulators to come up with requirements to meet that goal. His plan would not ban people from owning gas-powered cars or selling used cars, but would stop the sale of new gas-powered vehicles. California would be the first state in the country with such a rule, although 15 countries already have this requirement, including Germany and France. Newsom also called on the state legislature to eliminate new fracking licenses by 2024. The environmental group Center for Biological Diversity called Newsom's announcement a big step, but said that it needed to go beyond rhetoric to fully ban oil drilling and fracking. For KALW News, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch.
Authorities have broken up a drug trafficking operation that was moving marijuana, heroin, and cocaine from California to Wisconsin, according to federal prosecutors. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
A U.S. attorney said during a news conference Tuesday that federal, state, and local law enforcement officers arrested 21 of 26 suspects connected to the ring that morning. Officers executed search warrants in both California and Milwaukee. They seized about 33 firearms, $170,000, marijuana, cocaine, and more than 700 grams of heroin. U.S. Attorney General William Barr appeared at the news conference. He said the investigation into the ring was part of something called Operation Legend. That's a project the U.S. Department of Justice launched this summer, pairing federal agents and investigators with local and state police in 9 U.S. cities to address homicides and other violent crime. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
Misinformation is continuing to spread on social media about the wildfires in California, Oregon, and Washington. To talk about that, Mike Haggerty talks with Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols about his latest fact checks.
Chris, last week you talked about some false claims related to the start of these fires. What did you find this week?
Well, PolitiFact is finding even more rumors about the start of these fires. Last week, we reported that the FBI in Portland had debunked claims that Antifa was starting wildfires on the West Coast. The FBI even asked people to stop sharing misinformation on social media because these false reports were taking valuable time away from the agencies fighting the fires. And this week, we found a new set of viral posts that blame a California man for lighting more than 30 fires this year. They show a mugshot of the man and call him Mr. Climate Change. And that's an effort to push back against what scientists agree is the contributing role climate change plays in making these fires worse. The problem with these posts is that the man pictured has been incarcerated for the past 2 years at a mental health facility for inmates in Stockton. He was convicted of starting 9 fires in Southern California 2 years ago, but he's played no role in the fires this year, and so PolitiFact rated these claims false.
Chris, you also found that social media users, including a prominent actor, were sharing a misleading map of the fires. Can you tell us more about that?
That's right. The actor James Woods and many other people shared a map that they suggested disproves claims that the fires are connected to climate change. The map shows fires stopping at the border with Canada, and Woods even tweeted, quote, "Hey, Governor Newsom, why does climate change stop abruptly at the Canadian border?" End quote. And now it turns out this map only uses U.S. fire data. And for the record, there have been wildfires in Canada this summer. PolitiFact also rated these claims false.
Now, there's a claim on Facebook about President Trump and California that you've seen resurface in recent days. Which one's that?
That's right. In August, we fact-checked a widely shared Facebook post that alleged the president had denied fire aid to California, but then helped Russia fight wildfires in Siberia. We rated that false when it popped up, but it is circulating again. And some of these really outlandish claims seem to have 9 lives. They just appear over and over again. And just to recap on this one, President Trump has repeatedly threatened to withhold federal fire assistance from California. He made a similar threat again last month, but he has always approved that aid. And on Russia, it is true that Trump said last year he offered Russia help with its fires in Siberia, we found no evidence that he actually followed through.
You can find more fact checks at capradio.org and politifact.com/California.